Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, we got a really exciting invitation in the mail.
Wow, what is it?
Let's see here. It looks like someone from the government wants to meet with us. Okay, it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We're in the middle of a little new music twofer,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Rocktober.
It's Rocktober,
right?
Second. Yeah.
And so we're looking back at some new music that we discovered from September.
Yeah.
We do this at the beginning of every month when
the
calendar changes. But first of all, before we get into that, so our show is called Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We talk about music and. Strange thing happened last week, Patrick.
Okay.
So, as I mentioned, we talk about music. That's what the show is.
Yep.
It's in the title.
That's what it's about.
We've been doing it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Yet, we were invited to speak on a panel.
That's true.
At something called, it was a event put together by the Government Executive Media Group,
yeah,
right?
It was so cool.
Right.
It was
what was that? Yeah.
I don't know, but it was a beautiful setting.
So it was all these people who work in government media,
mm-hmm.
like for publications that serve
right.
other people in government.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and, you know, it seemed pretty serious to me. Like,
yeah.
these are, you know, this is a...
Defense
you know,
One.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's one of the titles.
Exactly. And then they have us there.
Yeah.
It was
weird.
I think it was like an end of the day and they were all getting kind of tired. They needed, you know, to
comic relief.
Turn their brains off a little bit. And so they had us speak on this panel. But it was a panel about how to make a great podcast.
Yeah.
And we were humbled and thrilled to be asked to be a part of it.
It was an honor. Yeah, it was great to be there and... The folks were so nice and everybody was really attentive. And I thought it was a great discussion. I really
did. It was.
Yeah. We had a guy from the Defense One podcast, I believe, and also FedHeads.
FedHeads,
so, yeah.
Which is a great name.
Really good.
Love
yeah.
that.
Two folks from that.
And they were great. They were on the panel too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just sort of cracked wise. And I liked how.
Then we proceeded to the open bar.
When we did that. So, you know, anybody else who wants to invite us to speak on any panels, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
That's right.
A panel and an open bar.
That's right. But I liked how when we got the invitation and we were both sort of scratching our heads, like, why are we part of this thing?
Yeah.
You actually came up with the best explanation of all why we got invited. You thought it was some kind of sting operation, right?
That's right.
Like, they invite us and then we go there and then, like, they, like, arrest us for something,
yeah.
outstanding warrants or something. That
you've won
we
a
have.
Free iPhone.
That's right.
You just have to show up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't bust us.
Fortunately, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And they had us there, and it was lovely. It was a lovely event, and everybody was lovely. And a couple of the people who are like high up in this group, this organization,
yeah.
were apparently legitimately
fans of the show.
Big fans
it's
of the show
crazy.
And listened to it. I know it to be true because they were actually telling me things about some of the episodes,
yeah.
and so they actually listened.
Actually, successful people. Listen to our show, which really surprises
me. That's great.
And we also heard an amazing story about the guy in Counting Crows that we hope to reproduce on this podcast.
Yeah, at some point we're going to do that.
Yeah,
we're going
to
get that
great story.
We're going to get that story on tape and we're going to play that. And also, this podcast is now brought to you by Raytheon.
On a side note.
That's right. No.
Leidos, also the sponsor of DC United.
That's right. All right, so there you go. So thank you for that. We appreciate it, and everybody was lovely
yeah.
at that event. Okay, now, new music from September. I have a couple of picks here I'm going to play. I am going to start with a song by a singer from Amsterdam
okay.
named Pip Blom, B-L-O-M.
I'm an open book.
Pip Blom, okay? She's a 22-year-old, as I mentioned, from Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
She has been, you know, kind of like, you know how Will Toledo from Car Seat Headrest out here in Leesburg,
yeah.
right? Kind of got his start by just like doing lo-fi recordings on his own.
For sure.
And then uploading stuff to SoundCloud or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of thing with Pip over in Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
You know, just recording some stuff. And
love
as a song takes shape and whatever she's done with it, she would put it up and people would listen to it, okay. And so on. And then eventually that evolved into, you know, putting out stuff in a more, you know, formal mm-hmm. fashion. Mm-hmm. However, she's been doing this since 2013, but it's still mostly just like, even on Bandcamp, Spotify, those places, it's still mostly just a collection of singles, not anything with any kind of real form around it until now. There is actually a 4-song EP. So this is, it's still not a full album,
fantastic,
but a 4-song EP that's coming out in November, but a couple of the songs have already been released from that. Let me play one of those for you here. It is called Come Home.
Say my name if you think it's over. You aren't everything at once. Think that you're indecisive. I wish I had
yeah, it kind of a post-punk kind of sound,
for
right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But that chorus, super catchy.
Yeah, I love that part of it. Yeah, when it kind of lilted up into the chorus,
I like
great.
The structure of that too, because it has this sort of, the verse has this sort of, you know, looping kind of music, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of basic track that mm-hmm. she's singing over. And then, yeah, it sort of propels into the chorus. And then the chorus is just, like I said, really melodic and super catchy.
It's,
really nice.
Yeah.
The song, as we mentioned, is called Come Home. The EP that is coming out is called Paycheck.
Nice.
There you go. And
very cool.
One other thing I should mention about Pip Blom is she has opened so far, despite not having a full album out yet or, mm-hmm. or anything like that, has so far been the opening act for Franz Ferdinand, The Breeders,
wow.
and Garbage.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Garbage
getting...
is interesting because you can, at least on the verse part, you can really hear that kind of influence.
Yep.
Yeah. With Shirley Manson and kind of the
totally.
Steady drum beat. Yeah.
Yeah.
For
the loops, that kind of stuff, right? That's how they structure a lot of their songs. Yep. So check that out. I listened to a lot of her stuff and it's really solid. It's really solid
awesome.
Stuff. So
that was very cool.
Check that out. All right, now the next one I have is by a band you are familiar with.
I am.
Called Gorilla Toss.
Yes.
And that's gorilla spelled GURILLA, sort
right.
of like a fighter, right?
That's right.
Like a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the animal.
No. And they just put out in September their 6th studio album,
mm-hmm.
the 3rd one on DFA Records,
yes.
which, you know, is James Murphy's label, right? So right there, you know, it's probably something interesting.
That's right.
Gorilla Toss, they call themselves, or at least in a lot of the materials you read about them, they're described often as an art rock band.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. I don't know that that quite meshes with what I think of this sound, but let me play a song here. This is actually probably the poppiest song off this new album. The new album is called Twisted Crystal.
Yes, it is.
This song is called Come Up With Me. So
cool.
That's got a good beat. You could dance to it,
yeah,
right?
You totally could. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you can definitely hear, you know, similar, I think, in some ways to, you know, what James Murphy does. And
yeah,
it very much driven by synthesizers, very rhythmic. You know, the rhythm sort of is the foundation of the song, and everything sort of builds off of that. But what I really like about Gorilla Toss, and listen to this whole album, because it's pretty varied. The songs are pretty varied.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is probably the poppiest one, but there's a lot of others that I think they're all pretty accessible. You know, they're all in different ways will kind of stick with you and get stuck in your head and all that kind of stuff. But yet they're not, it's sort of like accessible, but I wouldn't call it mainstream. Like it's always sort of like, you know, pushing,
right,
you know, the creativity,
yeah,
forward, and you can tell that they're not they're the kind of band that's not content to like do the same thing twice.
No,
you know,
no. Yeah. As you know from previous conversations, and we had Nicole Kitchens on the show. My day job, I work with some college journalists, and some of them write about music. And recently, we had an exercise where we asked them to choose an album to review. And one of our writers chose Gorilla Toss, this album. And the band she compared it to was the B-52s.
I
thought that was
kind
of cool.
I could see that a bit. So the bands, I noticed on their bio that they said that they count as their influences. One was just sort of the genre of krautrock.
Okay. Yeah. Totally get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom Tom Club, Talking Heads, sure. Brian Eno. Now that's definitely art rock, Brian Eno kind of stuff. That's what I think of. And Todd Rundgren.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, yeah,
the production,
I can see that.
Don't
you
think?
And this, you know, I've listened to this a few times myself, and it is very, it's varied. Like you said, this one's super poppy. There are some stuff, you know, it goes all over the place. And they have a pretty deep back catalog, you know, they've, so I can definitely see that for sure. Yeah.
There's another really good song on this album called Meteorological.
That's the one I like the best.
Yeah. I almost did that one, but then this one come up with me just I got believe, so stuck in my head today that I was
really
like, I have to
too.
Share this.
Yeah. There's a lot of really good ones on this. Yeah. Really cool. Really cool pick.
Yeah. I highly recommend Twisted Crystal. Go in and listen to the whole thing. Go search that out, peoples, and listen to that. Good band. And they are originally from Boston and now they are
New York.
In New York. Yeah. Hanging out with James. All right. There you go. There's my two.
Well done, sir, as always.
Now we're going to close out with a cover. You don't know what this one is.
I don't.
You're
going to
like this. And there's a specific reason why I want to play this one. But first.
Now, what else, Jim, before we close out here, was close for you for September music? Because I did want to quickly mention, and this one came to my radar a little bit late.
Okay.
The Jeff the Brotherhood album,
Magic
Songs.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah. I haven't listened to that.
Yeah, I
feel bad
kind
now.
Of already made my two picks, but I just, the other day, someone sent it to me, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so good. Nashville band, they're on Infinity Cat for a while. Yeah those guys. So it's really good. Check it out.
I think they were, like, involved with, like, forming Infinity Cat.
I think so,
yeah.
They might have been the sons of that guy.
Yeah, right. So the other ones I was... Well, this one's an advanced single, so I still may come back to this later when the when the record comes out. But there's this folk singer I like named Haley Hendrick.
Oh, okay.
I stumbled for a second there because her name is spelled. Yeah, it has a lot of consonants in it. So, so I think it's Hendrick. But anyway, there's a single out called Slow Talking I really liked a lot. That almost made the cut for this episode. And then there's sort of a lo-fi pop singer named Colleen Green. Have you ever heard any of her stuff?
Nope.
She has a good sense of humor. The songs are, you know, pretty poppy. And again, they're sort of like bedroom recording kind of stuff. But she just put out another album. She does some work apparently with Dan Harmon, who is the guy who produces, writes and produces... Rick and Morty. You ever see that
really?
Show?
Yeah.
And he also did the show Community, and he has a podcast, and I guess she has written some music for his podcast or
That's
something
funny.
Like that. But anyway,
okay.
Colleen Green, check her out. The song I almost played on that was called I Want to Be Ignored, which which is a good play on the Stone Roses
that's
song.
Yeah, that's really nice.
And then one more I want to mention here. Let me... I saw this on one of the listeners, one of our loyal listeners, I can't remember who right now, was putting some stuff on social media about this album, and it's definitely worth checking out. There is an album that just came out by a band called Adam's House Cat.
Hmm.
What Adam, and it's basically, it's a long lost record from, I believe, somewhere in the 90s.
Oh, really?
Just out for the first time. But what that band Love was that. Is Patterson Hood and, I'm sorry, I can't remember, somebody else from Drive-By Truckers.
Wow.
But it was the band, it was a band that they had, oh, I'm not sure if I have this right. I wanted to say it was before Drive-By Truckers, but it might have been a side project while they were in Drive-By Truckers.
Okay.
I don't know. It's one of those two things.
Mm-hmm.
But they recorded this
That's
album
wild.
And never got released until now.
That's amazing.
And it's a little bit ragged. You know, you can tell that it doesn't have quite the same production values as Drive-By Truckers, but it has a lot of the same kind of sound and songwriting,
cool.
and it's
cool.
fun to listen to.
Yeah,
so
that,
check
that
out
great.
When you can.
Yeah. The only
it's
other
also
thing
a new Interpol record out too.
But, oh yeah, is there?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yes, there is,
wow.
and it sounds like the other Interpol records.
but
that's not a bad thing.
No, that's what you want from
that's
Interpol.
That's not a bad thing.
You don't want them to sound like anyone else.
That one's called Marauder.
Okay, and I just want to mention really quickly, The Chills put out a record called Snowbound. That's really nice, and I know Nick Scalera has been all over it, but go listen to it, people. Martin Phillips needs your support.
All right, let's get to this cover here in a
cool.
second. So we would love to hear what other people have discovered.
Yeah, we're going to hear
so
from our listeners the rest of the week.
Let us know. You can call. That's the best thing.
612-440-1984.
Or you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and hit us up that way at Suburbs Pod. Also, want to give a shout out to Bad Moves. Their full album came out in September, too.
That's right.
Even though we featured them on a previous episode because they had an advanced single from it.
Yeah. But and we saw him play.
Just get that in there real quick.
Yep. Very well done.
All right. Here's the cover, though. It has nothing to do with Bad Moves or
okay.
any of these other bands we mentioned. I'm not too familiar with this band. The band is called Petal, P-E-T-A-L. The lead singer is Kylie Lotz, L-O-T-Z.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I want to play this cover is in tribute to a great artist who died 1 year ago this month. Now we're in October, so one year ago in October, Tom Petty.
Oh my God!
And this is
it's been a year. I can't believe it.
This is a cover by, it's actually credited to Petal and Kevin Devine.
Okay,
and it's the song "You Got Lucky," and I think you guys are really gonna like this.
Beautiful.
And I think this cover in particular, because it's more stripped down than what we think of with the song, really showcases what a great song.
Yeah.
It is. So there you go. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we got some fun stuff planned the rest of the week. So
yeah,
we'll
we do.
Talk to you tomorrow.
You better watch what you say. You better watch what you do. Don't get carried away. If you could do better than me, then go. Remember, girl, let me
Search that out, peoples.